This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said it aims to get 520 million syringes in warehouses by the end of the year to guarantee an initial supply in countries ahead of the vaccine. UNICEF said in a statement, quote, the world will need as many syringes as doses of vaccine, end quote. UNICEF said it was also buying 5 million safety boxes for used syringes. After shutdown swept entire nations during the first surge of the coronavirus earlier this year, some countries and U.S. states are trying more targeted measures as cases rise again around the world. New York's new round of coronavirus shutdowns zeroes in on individual neighborhoods, closing schools and businesses in hotspots measuring just a few square miles. Spanish officials limited travel to and from some parts of Madrid before restrictions were widened throughout the capital and some suburbs. Italian authorities have sometimes quarantined spots as small as a single building. Some countries have reinstituted nationwide closures. Others hope smaller-scale shutdowns can work this time. According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election. Congress has passed the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable. Trump's Republican allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that Trump himself now derides as too puny. For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vaccine storage issues could leave around 3 billion people without access, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With the pandemic now in its eighth month, logistics experts warn many parts of the world lack the conditions to administer an effective vaccination program. This includes most of Central Asia, much of India and Southeast Asia, much of Latin America, and all but a tiny corner of Africa. From factory to syringe, the world's most promising coronavirus vaccine candidates need non-stop sterile refrigeration to stay potent and safe. But despite enormous strides in equipping countries to maintain the essential cold chain, nearly 3 billion people of the world's 7.8 billion live where such storage is insufficient. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Evo Morales' party has claimed victory in Bolivia's presidential election as official results trickled in from Sunday's high-stakes redo of last year's annulled ballot that saw the leftist leader resign and flee the country. More than 9 hours after polls closed, barely 6% of all ballot boxes had been counted, but with a quick count favoring former economic minister Luis Arce, even Morales' arch-rivals conceded defeat in what was a major jolt for the left in South America. Arce said he would seek to form a government of national unity, saying, quote, I think the Bolivian people want to retake the path we were on, end quote. France is preparing to expel 231 foreigners on a government watch list for suspected extremist religious beliefs, a police union source said on Sunday, 2 days after a Russian-born Islamist beheaded a teacher. France's Interior Ministry, responsible for expelling foreigners, was not available to confirm the information, which had been initially reported by Europe One. France defines extremists as, quote, people who engaged in a process of radicalization are likely to want to go abroad to join terrorist groups or take part in terrorist activities, end quote. Ireland's Data Protection Agency is investigating Instagram following concerns over how the image-sharing social platform handles children's personal data, a spokesperson said Monday. The Data Protection Commission has begun two probes into how the U.S. firm, owned by Facebook, manages the personal data of under 18-year-olds. The first, quote, will establish whether Facebook has a legal basis for the ongoing processing of children's personal data. The second will test the, quote, appropriateness of Instagram profile and account settings for children. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.